My foot to the pedal, slipping in a basket. No helmet, so maybe I'll end up in a casket. Prematurely, yo, knock on oak abdominal. Rocket on spokes, resting a rubber by continental.
So, Ben, I wanted to talk today about getting naked and riding a bike.
Yeah, great.
31 years old, still don't have my driver's license for real. So, the automobile and big ups to all those people pushing those two wheels.
We're speaking today with Ben Kaplan. He's a Canadian musician, and like many other Canadian indie musicians, he actually spends most of his work time in Europe. But when he's home in Halifax, he gets up to all kinds of fun. A few years ago, that included helping organize the annual World Naked Bike Ride. Halifax hosted its sixth ride this past week, and Ben Kaplan happened to be passing through Edmonton at the same time. So I caught up with him to ask what this naked bike ride thing is all about. I'm a pedal pusher,
push pedals like Daisy. Getting to ride my bike naked. You know, all the politics aside, I mean, I think it's an important thing. I think that raising awareness around issues of bike culture and bike infrastructure and, you know, creating safe spaces for bikers in cities and creating awareness among drivers and how to react around bikers, all of those things are important. But the naked bike ride is just... it's a fun way of celebrating bike culture, of being politically active in a way, and just sort of moving some of those issues along.
So, sustainable transportation, road safety, bike culture. If these causes all sound great to you, are you ready to help organize a naked bike ride in your town? Well, I'm not, but Ben thinks I should be. And he's agreed to help guide us through the process of organizing a naked bike ride. So if we want to take that leap, we'll be ready for it. Step 1. The naked bike ride has got to be a party. So the first step is to find a venue to use as your launch pad.
So you helped organize a naked bike ride.
Yeah, I helped provided a venue for the start of the ride and the end of the ride. And I guess, I'm not sure how it's done in other cities, but, you know, it was nice for the ride that I was involved in to have a place for everybody to get together beforehand, to sort of congregate, prepare themselves, strip down to whatever level they felt was appropriate, and then head off. I think a big part of it was, you know, we put posters all around town, and we posted when people could start gathering and when the ride would start and the location at which things would start. And we had a DJ. I think his name was DJ Dick Out. So DJ Dick Out was mixing some tunes on... we actually have a stage in my backyard, so he was up on the stage with a little DJ setup. And we just had a party, and we had... different face painters and stuff like that, body paints were provided, and that was another way of people sort of getting comfortable around the idea of being naked. You know, you cover yourself in paint and it feels a little bit less vulnerable and all that stuff. And it's also just fun, you know, slathering each other in body paint and then just sort of, you know, getting ready to celebrate bicycles and bike culture.
Providing a comfortable space for participants is important in more ways than one. On the surface, it might seem that getting naked is simply a publicity stunt in the name of cycling advocacy. But these aren't supermodels, hired by PETA to bear all for the flashing cameras. These are just people like you and me. So for many who get involved with the naked bike ride, the event also becomes about tackling the issue of negative body image.
I think that, you know, we're surrounded by these images of you know, this idealized, you know, form of perfection or at least a certain specific idea of what that is. And so many people are hung up on what their bodies look like. And it was amazing to see, you know, as people started arriving, you know, a few people took their clothes off all the way and some people just sort of stripped down to their underwear. And the more that people saw other people getting totally naked, you could see people... relaxing around the idea, and people who had been wandering around in their underwear for 10 minutes just sort of like stepped over to a corner and slipped them off. And I think it was great, because it's so easy to get hung up on different body types until you realize that absolutely everyone's body looks totally different and weird, unless you're part of this like 1% of the supermodel population or whatever it is. So we, the 99%, took off all our clothes and rode around naked.
Okay. Everybody's comfortable, getting into their birthday suits, body painting, having fun. We're overcoming our negative body image. Everything's going easily breezily. Now it's time to hop on your bikes and hit the streets. Of course, at this point, as you're imagining riding naked into the heart of downtown in front of possibly all your neighbors, it might be a good idea to remember exactly why you're doing this. Why are we exposing ourselves again?
Yeah, I think the naked bike ride, it's an interesting ploy. It uses, you know, sensational PR and it catches people's attention to see people riding naked down the street. And the metaphor is that, you know, this is how vulnerable bikers are on the road. You know, people look particularly vulnerable when they're naked, but when there's cars zooming all around you, you're just as vulnerable. The thin layer of clothes don't really protect you then if a car is ignoring you and running into you. So the idea is that bikers are important and that motorists should pay more attention. And it's a way of garnering some media attention around the issue.
All right. Okay. Embodied vulnerability. I got it. So we're doing this. We're doing this. Step 2. Rally the troops, hop on your bikes, and set out together on a route through the main streets of downtown. You've done everything to be as comfortable as possible before heading out. And you know what? Ben thinks there's every reason you'll feel great the whole ride through.
Well, there's safety in numbers. You feel ridiculous when you're the first person taking your clothes off, and I'm sure I would feel insane if I were to bike down the street naked on my own. But when you're part of a movement, it's sort of like, yeah, this is my body, and this is my bike, and this is, you know, a political gesture, and it felt like that. I don't know if you've ever been involved in a critical mass, or if any of the listeners have done a critical mass. It's a wonderful thing to do because you suddenly feel like you're not just riding your bike, but you're riding your bike as part of a political movement. You're sort of showing bikers have rights and we need to think about bike infrastructure, and these are important issues. And so with the naked bike ride, it's all of those wonderful things, but, you know, it's easy to ignore a critical mass. It's much harder to ignore a naked bike ride.
So, yeah, so it's not like a feeling of terror or...
No, I mean, it wasn't. And I think with the naked bike ride, it's, you know, there's a lot of people who chose to leave their underwear on or bikinis and things like that. And that was fine. There was nobody who was like, you're not dedicated enough to the cause, you know. I think if anybody's interested in doing a naked bike ride or being involved or starting one up, you know, I think the motto that we were telling people to encourage people to be comfortable was bare as you dare, you know, and so that's fine. If you want to leave your shirt on or your boxers or whatever, you know, that was fine. We encouraged people to just do whatever they were comfortable with. And for that reason, I think everybody was pretty comfortable. I myself would never bike down the street naked. I would never, ever do that in a million years on my own. But yeah, the safety in numbers, I did feel quite comfortable.
So you dared as much as you dared?
Dick out.
Congratulations. You've completed the circuit. You've made a big splash, grabbed some newspaper headlines, and probably a spot on the 6 o'clock news. Everyone is ready to hop off their bikes and kick back. Step 3. Time for the after party.
I would encourage that. I think it'd be smart to have like a big sort of celebratory, an after party or something like that. We just went through this ordeal together and we're going to have fun with it. You know, we had DJ Dick out mixing the tunes beforehand. It would have been cool to do something afterwards and have some refreshments and things like that.
What would you want to get out of that? Wrap up.
Well, just I think it would help to cultivate a feeling of accomplishment and let everybody feel like they really did something and maybe have the opportunity for people to chat with one another. I mean, you could do a formal like what did people like about this, and I think that's always valuable. Some people find those kinds of things tedious, and you have a hard time getting certain people engaged if that's not what they signed up for. But I think that by creating a space for people to just hang out with their clothes on, off, or whatever, you're naturally going to have some sort of dialogue between friends and new friends and strangers talking about what that experience was like. And I think just to create a space where people can just sort of reflect on that is useful.
And that's about it. Our 3-step guide to putting together a naked bike ride for World Naked Bike Ride Day. I don't know if I'm totally ready to jump on board yet. I mean, I'm passionate about cycling. Am I passionate enough to bear all for the cause? Well, if you're like me and still searching for that extra bit of inspiration, I'm just going to leave you with Ben's closing words to help put the importance of this cycling cause in perspective.
Well, you know, one thing I will say is that I do a lot of touring in Europe, and they really, really put us to shame. Well, you know, there's bike paths between cities. There's bike paths along all of the major arteries. And in cities like Amsterdam, you know, there aren't bike paths anywhere because the road is for bikers, and the cars are the ones who have to negotiate the bikes, not vice versa. Our country was built, you know, roughly contemporaneously with cars, and the expansion of our cities, the birth of suburbia, all of these things. So we've got built into Canadian society, Canadian culture, and Canadian design. Our landscapes are built for cars, so it's a much bigger challenge. In Europe, it just makes sense to ride a bike because the cities are more contained, there's better public transportation. I don't think that it's impossible for us to reclaim the streets for sustainable transportation, but it's going to take political will, it's going to take leadership, and it doesn't look like the political class really gives a shit. But I think that the more that people decide that bikes are going to be a priority, and the more that people push our officials for sustainable transportation, you know, at a certain point they won't have a choice, and it's a matter of us exercising our democratic rights and our obligation as citizens in a democracy to demand the kind of society that we want to live in. And so I think that biking is just one of these issues, but I think it's a very, very important one, and I hope that things like the Naked Bike Ride will help to galvanize movement.
Waking up in a sea of enmity, could this be my last recourse? Will these men conspire to end me? Must I mount this feeble horse? Ride into the southern distance, leave behind this life I've led. Shall I risk my own existence, or these words that must be said? Southbound